This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, relax. We're back. The WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz, back with you for a Monday episode. It's going to be great. Ike, how you feeling, brother?
Well, I'll tell you how I'm feeling. I'm not feeling relaxed. That's first and foremost. But I do feel pretty good coming off the weekend. It's Monday. We're back in the studio. We get to talk some great sports with two of my good friends.
Who are they?
Phillies are not coming off a good weekend. Sixer season is finally over with.
Oh, thank God.
And we're about a week and a half away from adding new members to the family of the Midnight Green. Jackie Baseball, I need you today. I need you to tell me that it's not time to hit the panic button. Holla at your boy.
Well, we'll get to it. But yesterday was Rory's day, plus 650. Thank you for everyone that was keeping track at home. What a tournament. Can't wait for the Masters update a little bit later in the show.
3:30, the final Ike Reese Masters update as he recaps all of it.
Yes.
When you said welcoming new people to the family, I was like, is there another Fritz thing I don't know about?
No.
We need to take a break from that.
So coming up on the show today, we will, speaking of what you're actually talking about, which is the NFL draft, Brian Baldinger will join us at 4 o'clock, talk a little draft with Baldy. As I said, 3:30, Ike's final master's report in very quiet tones. That'll happen at 3:30.
I don't know if I'm able to keep that one quiet.
Well, he's going to keep you in line if it happens.
I'm just saying that, man. We're not in round progress. It's over with.
I know.
You gotta keep in the spirit.
I know. Bits a bit.
Yep.
You didn't hear Nance.
Was Nance quiet yesterday?
You didn't hear Nance raise his voice? And remember, that was only the 11th time we're going to hear him for the rest of his entire career.
Right. Yeah, he's retiring in 15 years.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
10 more years than Nance.
Shot of a lifetime.
He had like 3 shots of a lifetime.
But he was excited. Never mind.
Yeah, we'll get into it. We'll get it. Break it down.
Jeez.
Would you just get the show on track?
Well, I'm trying
to. Our Pets heads are falling off. The baseball team can't hit. And you're in there, you know, joking around.
Here's the thing. Everybody's got to relax about the Phillies. Mm-hmm. Everybody's freaking out. Ike was freaking out before the show. I turned the WIP on for 6 minutes today, and I was like, I can't handle this. Everybody should relax about the Phillies. Nothing happening with the Phillies right now is anything new, anything surprising, or anything concerning. They're not hitting, but some of the guys who aren't hitting are going to hit. Bryce Harper is going to hit. Trey Turner is going to hit. I want to remind everybody that Phillies are 9-6 this year. They were 8-7 last year, on the way to 95 wins last year, and they were 8-7. They didn't even get hot until May last year. Look, Wheeler hasn't been himself. Bryce hasn't been himself. Trey hasn't been himself. And the other thing that I think everybody needs to keep a little bit focused on is I do think they have largely kept with what we have asked them to do with their approach at the plate. And I think the one thing that we need to give them maybe a little bit of, what's the word I'm looking for?
Grace?
A little bit of grace on, is this is like a new thing for a lot of them. And it's a new thing to try to figure out. How do you mix being aggressive with being patient? How do you mix putting the bat on the ball with also trying to hit for power? All these things. Am I worried about Bohm? Yes, but I've been worried about Bohm for the 3 weeks. Am I worried about Marsh? I guess. yes, a little. I never expected Marsh was going to be an everyday player anyway. I expect Wheeler's going to get on track. I expect Bryce is going to get on track. I expect Trey is going to get on track. And eventually, this is going to normalize out, and the Phillies are going to be the same 93-94 win team we were going to see at the beginning of the year. I'm not worried at all.
0%. Yeah, I'm not so sure about that. And listen, I'm not pushing a panic button as if the season is over with, but what I am through 14 games... 15 games, whatever it is. What are they, 9-6 or
9-6?
Yeah, so 15 games.
Yep.
Michigan State education. what I am concerned with is what I thought about prior to the season playing itself out, which is a team that will squeak into the playoffs, but won't be any real threat to do anything legitimately. And we're going to still be disappointed and upset at the end of the season, saying that this is a team that, as far as compensation and how much they're being paid and where their payroll stands at in baseball, it's a team that underachieved. That's what I'm worried about. That's what I'm worried about. What I'm worried about is the more we see of this team is the more those concerns come out. Yes, they look good to start the season against two bad teams, and then they took 2 out of 3 versus the Dodgers. I'm not saying that was nothing, but again, they won the series against the Dodgers last year, and that didn't amount to anything as far as the Phillies go. And like they were better than the Dodgers last year, right? When they faced them the majority of the time, and it didn't mean anything. But what I've seen in Atlanta and what I've seen in St. Louis, you're finishing 2-4 on a 6-game road trip where, quite frankly, I mean, Schwarber looked good for one game, Castellanos looked good for one game. Anybody else look like anything? Bryce had a home run in a game. That was awesome, him and Trey. But I think those were the only hits in the game for them. No one has looked good. And I know Bohm has stunk, and I know Marsh stinks as far as what we expect from them. But here's the thing. Those aren't the guys who are supposed to carry you. Your stars aren't playing like star players. Now, back of the baseball card says they'll eventually reach their level, and maybe they will. Maybe they will. And then maybe that's when we discover that the bottom of the lineup, the outfield, isn't good enough to be anything significant this year. But right now, I would like it if my star players were carrying the load. I would like it if my – I'm not even going to blame Zach for what happened yesterday. It happened. Oh, well. He's probably the most reliable person on the team outside of Bryce. But I need that to be better from Zach Wheeler. He hasn't looked like the Cy Young guy we saw last year. He had one great start. The other two, he could have easily lost the other game. Right? Like, they're giving up home runs. The bullpen is questionable. But this weekend was about not hitting. And more importantly, hitting in clutch situations. How do you go down 20 straight batters yesterday?
Right. And that – can I – if I'm telling you why I'm not worried, mm-hmm. it's exactly what you just said. It's that I have faith that Wheeler will be fine. I have faith that Harper will be fine. I have faith that Trey will be fine. The hitting with runners in scoring position and the positional, or the rather the situational hitting, mm-hmm. like I just think it'll be fine.
Why? It hasn't been fine in the past.
Well, it's been better than it is. You know, Bryce Harper's not a 250 hitter.
Well, no, Trey Bryce Turner's and Zach not, are yeah. fine. But don't tell me you got faith that Trey's going to be fine. Really?
He's not a 240 hitter. He's not.
Okay.
I just think those guys will be fine. And the only thing that mm-hmm. I'm not letting you get off of the I'm not letting him off the hook.
Uh-huh.
Bohm isn't a bottom of the lineup guy. He's a bottom of the lineup guy because he's in the bottom of the lineup.
Sure.
He hit cleanup last year.
Sure.
He's hitting .150.
That you didn't want him to hit, and neither did anybody else, but he had to hit there because one guy doesn't want to hit cleanup. And I'm happy this year he's accepted batting cleanup because we see he can drive and run and still be successful. But Bohm was only the cleanup hitter because Schwarber didn't want to be the cleanup hitter.
Well, sure, he should be the 3-hole hitter or the 5-hole hitter or something
well,
like that.
Bryce is in not the 3. Seven. He should be the 2 or the 5.
Right. He shouldn't be 7 or 8.
I agree.
Right, right. All that said,
yes.
I'm just not. 215-592-9494. Where's your worry level with the
You're
Phillies?
Not worried.
So I'm not worried at
you
all.
Kidding me?
I'm not worried. We have for the Twitter poll, we have very worried, starting to worry, or not worried at all. I'm not worried at all. Where would you put yourself? Because you feel very worried to me.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm closer to very worried than not worried at all. I guarantee you that much.
Jack, where are you?
So I'm definitely more on these very worried versus
okay, I was getting
not
ready to
worried.
Say. I want to hear an actual, well, you're damn right you should be.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think they're going to find some things offensively. That's totally fair. But at the same time, you know, we keep saying Trey's back of the baseball card. Well, what I'm starting to worry about is this who he is. I mean, it's a lot of one for fives, a lot of one for fours. He had the big home run in Atlanta. That was great.
That was awesome.
And the problem is that a lot of the strikeout numbers are starting to get back to where they've been. You know, they had a good stretch there against Dodgers or against the Rockies, Dodgers, and Nationals, starting to get back into a little bit of the chase. And it just, something about them still feels off.
I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to tell you this. I was wrong, and so were a lot of people. And the sooner we admit that we were wrong, the better off this team will be, and they can get back to playing baseball the way they are accustomed to playing baseball. And when I say I was wrong, it's because I wanted them to change their approach at the plate.
Of course,
all this nonsense about changing the approach at the plate, they've over-exaggerated. We are a singles and barely a doubles hitting team right now. Does anybody besides Schwarber have more than one home run? Castellanos has two, I believe.
Well, Harper has two.
Oh, and Harper has two.
Anyone has more than two, though. Yeah.
Right? Nobody does it.
No. We can't abandon it after nine games.
Sure, I
can.
Sure, I
can. 15 games. They're 9-6.
Sure, I can.
They're 9-6, which is like a 90 win pace.
This is a weak hitting baseball team.
They will be fine.
We're watching it. None of them are comfortable doing it. Alec Bohm looks like a damn triple A hitter now because he's now being singled out as the only one who wants to remain true to who he's always been as a baseball player. And everybody else is trying this nonsense about not chasing and watching pitches. And what is it leading to? It led to 21 strikeouts the first game of the season. You told me that
19.
Was productive.
19.
Whatever it was, it felt like 21 strikeouts.
I can't believe after 15 games.
Like 21 strikeouts.
15 games, which would say they're 9-6. We're like,
I'm tired of it.
Abandoned.
Let these guys back to doing what they do, man. At least they can go down doing and being who they are.
Oh,
I'm telling
God.
You, the longer we stick with this nonsense about chasing, not chasing pitches and chase rates and watch it. This is not what they're accustomed to doing. So now they get up there and they look at pitches and they are behind in the count. And the next thing you know, we're hitting weak flyouts and weak ground downs because we've let at least two or three good pitches go by because, we can't swing early.
Give them
fear
a
of
chance to figure it out.
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
This team is in trouble if we don't get out of this nonsense of chase rate. I'm not telling you that some of it isn't valid and good. I'm just telling you, I think they've gone so far the other way that none of them look like themselves. I got Bryce Harper up here. He looks like a regular baseball player to me.
When you're trying to fix something, when you're so far one way, the best way to figure it out is go far the other way to find where the middle is. They will find where the middle is. I'm confident. I don't want them to freak out. I don't want them to abandon what they've committed to. I don't want them to say all of a sudden we just need to be who we were last year because who we were last year wasn't good enough.
Who's hitting better right now? Schwarber's the only one.
Schwarber's hitting better.
Right. He's the only one I can see that's hitting better than he was last year.
They have the highest walk rate in baseball.
Awesome.
All that. And not driving in any runs.
They
will. By the way, we have 215-592-9494. Worry level. Are you Ike worried or Spike worried?
I guess that's what you can say. Abandon. Abort mission. Abort mission. Go back to doing what you know how to do best. Swing freely.
Hold on. Because when we see that, though, that's when we want to jump.
Actually, you know what I'm going to tell everyone to do?
Swing freely.
Don't listen to Ike. Don't listen to Ike.
Three words. Trust the process. Trust the
process. Does it just feel good?
All right. We do have a next question today. So the next question sort of starts off with a catastrophic thing, but we get to a good place. Yes. On this day in 1912, the Titanic hit the iceberg.
Is that this Philly season?
No. So we're going to take from Titanic.
Spitting for today.
No. This is Sixers. You leave the Phillies out of this. Best start in 15 years.
What we're going to do is take from the Titanic hitting
really
the
true?
Iceberg. It is true.
9-6.
Yes. They're 8-7 after 15 games last year.
Gosh.
Best start in 15 years.
So we're going to go from the Titanic hitting the iceberg to the Titanic movie
and
say, what is your go-to chick flick? So that is
mine.
Next question today. Well, that's where
right.
it came from in the meeting.
Yeah, that would have been mine.
You'll have to pick a different one. Jackie baseball, chick flick.
Oh, so many. I think chick flick's my favorite. Genre. Yeah. Is rom-com the chick flick same thing?
Depends.
Kind of.
But chick flick's probably more romantic, I guess.
Well, I think you know it when you see it.
Sure. So I'm going to go with The Notebook.
Oh, that's chick flick.
Yeah, that's a big answer, though.
Yes,
put that on
is.
Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, that is. I think that's millennial Mount Rushmore for chick flick.
The
Notebook.
I agree. Hard not to get choked up during that one, fellas.
It's not that hard.
Do you and the boys sit around and get choked up thinking about The Notebook?
No.
Ike got a chick flick besides Titanic?
That's a tough one right there. I'm going one, maybe even worse than The Notebook.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Waiting to Exhale.
Oh, that's it. Now, that is 90s, right?
Sir.
Yes, yeah. That was a big deal.
I live in the 90s,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that was a big deal. That
was Titanic was 90s also.
Yes, it was. That was a huge movie, Waiting to Exhale.
Yes, sir.
All right. So what's sad is Jack guessed my chick flick in the meeting.
Oh, you want The Notebook,
too? No, he said, you're going Notting Hill, aren't you?
Oh.
And I am going Notting
Hill. Great movie.
Notting Hill, I saw in the theaters by myself twice.
Richard Gere?
No.
Oh.
Hugh Grant.
Hugh Grant. Yeah, Hugh Grant,
Julie Roberts.
It was one of them.
Yeah, Hugh Grant and Julie Roberts. I love that movie.
Dude, prime Hugh Grant was a problem.
He was a problem. Then he became a problem.
That's the only movie he had.
That's not true.
What else did Hugh
Let
Grant
Let me get
do?
On his IMDb. Yeah, Hold on.
Yeah, get on his IMDb. What is it, IMBD?
IMDb, Internet Movie Database. Yeah.
You're so smart.
No, I'm just, look, I have
what,
a page.
You have an Episcopal?
I have a page. I have an IMDb page. I do.
You have an IMDb?
I do, because I have producer credit.
What?
I do. I am Santa Claus.
Come on.
Documentary.
Ike. Four Weddings and a Funeral. Big answer.
Four Weddings and a Funeral was a big movie.
No. Yep.
About a Boy.
Another big movie.
Love Actually. Bridget Jones.
Love Actually. Bridget Jones. Also.
Okay, I'll give you Bridget Jones.
Yeah, yeah. He had a run.
Those other ones are terrible.
Dude, he had a bigger run in the 90s than Jordan. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, enough. All right. 215-592-9494. Very worried about the Phillies. Not worried at all.
I'm whittling it down to that.
215-592-9494. Leading us off, Corey in Columbus. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
This is a very funny topic right here. Hey, man, this was an underrated sports weekend, man, all around sports. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Steph Curry choking away. Like, y'all told me he better than LeBron. Still trying to figure that out.
No one said that yet.
You guys can't wait to say that.
You know, I can't wait.
I'm trying to figure it out. You know, Steph Curry, Rory, look, they try to choke. You know what I'm saying? They, you know. But look.
Well, maybe Steph Curry should just tell his team to trade for the third best player in the NBA to fix everything.
Hey, man, I mean, Steph Curry had, you know, one of the best runs of all time, but he was never, you know, really the best player on the team.
All right. Get the Phillies.
But with the Phillies, man, like, yes. I'm not worried because it's such a long season. I mean,
Thank
we just saw the Dodgers lose 16-0 to the Cubs. But it's like, this is my thing with the Phillies. Like, We talk about the chase rate, but the chase rate was a problem in the postseason. Like, what they did last year in the regular season, like, they won the NL East. You know, we never really had a problem with what they was doing in the regular season. It's like, I get it, you want to be the same team that you are in the regular season, in the postseason. But it's like, what they're doing right now, like, the daycare, I don't even know. Like, these dudes is all messed up. Brandon Marsh, he almost unplayable. He is unplayable.
Yeah.
Spike on this dude, like the FBI, anything he's
Now, he's almost unplayable. He's getting there.
Yeah,
he's
begging.
You know that Brandon Marsh has a higher OPS than Alec Baum?
Oh,
he hasn't
that's
a hit.
Hard to believe.
He hasn't had a hit in April.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
I know it.
We put Bryson Stott, you know, in the leadoff spot to try to get some hits out of him. You know, he coming and going on and off like a light switch. You know what I'm saying? Bryce Harper looked like a regular baseball player. We're MV3. The only person that's really performing at, like, a consistent level is Kyle Schwarber, like Ike said. And it's like, when I look at this baseball team, I think they got the talent, and it's still early in the season. So I'm not going to panic yet. Like, I'm not going to be at a point where it's like, oh, my gosh, we got to do something. Because, like, I like some of the stuff I'm seeing, you know, Jesus Luzardo, the way he pitches.
Yep.
I'm not worried about, you
That's
know,
a positive. Yeah, that's yep. a positive.
I'm not,
I like
I'm
that.
Not worried about Zach Wheeler now. The bullpen, I don't know. I know they got Ranger, you know, down there doing reassignment or whatever. But, Ranger, I might need you back in the bullpen. Like, we got to do something about that. If we're going to make a title run for the World Series and go to the pennant, we need better play from this team. I'm like, Ike, do what they did last year, because we wasn't the regular season wasn't the problem.
Yeah, but here's Corey, here's what I would say. What I would say is, if we realized that the postseason and the chase thing was a problem, then the best time to figure that out is now. The best time to figure it out is now. And that's why I don't want to abandon it, because I just, like, let's just relax for a second and realize they've tried this new approach, and they're 9-6 trying the new approach. You know, the Dodgers also have 6 losses. They were unbeatable 2 weeks ago. So I'm just saying, I don't want to abandon it yet when I know what abandon it looks like in the playoffs.
Why, and that's why I said I'm not really worried. Like, I'm not like where Ike is, but I'm not where you are either. I'm more in the middle. I'm probably closer to you than I am to Ike. But I get where Ike coming from.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, it was
you
a frustrating
remember,
watch. I will
just
say
remember
that.
Remember this in the future, Corey, that you said those words.
Hey, man, but hey, you know, Ike, come on, don't do that. You know, we together like paper and glue.
Exactly,
Ike,
yes.
Don't do that. Hey, Ike, Malachi, ESP, you know, Malachi Stark's in for a
minute. We'll get to
it. Yeah, we're going to get to
we'll
it.
We'll get to it.
Hey, but I'm going to give y'all my chick flick. So listen, a young Corey, boy from Columbus, you know, I ain't know nothing. But when I saw, you know, the movie Bring It On with my older sister, hey man, I had some thoughts.
Is that the dancing movie?
Yes.
No, Bring It On is the cheerleading.
Cheerleading movie. Yeah. Right. Yes.
So I'm like,
well,
the
cheerleading is not dancing.
Yes.
Sue me.
You know what I'm saying? So Bring It On.
Bring It On is
a good
one.
Yeah, I remember Bring It On.
Bring It On is a good one. That was another big flick.
Compton Clovers.
Is that the name of the cheerleading squad?
That was Gabrielle Union's crew.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I never saw that movie.
Oh, you never seen Bring It On?
No. There was a certain point in chick flick evolution where I saw like all of them, and then that was it. So I had a run, but then that was it.
It was a couple more in that era where I got caught going to see those with the wife.
Yes, those are date movies.
Yes, I'm blaming her. Yes, yeah. They were date movies.
Yeah, now like. It's funny, Val's not really a chick flick person.
No, listen, if it ain't a slasher, you're killing people. Or...
Yes, that's what Val likes. My wife loves horror movies.
Yeah, they don't even want to watch a movie now.
She likes horror movies and dumb comedies. That is my wife's core.
There's no dumb comedies anymore, though.
Not as many. You're right.
I miss dumb comedies.
Say, yeah, not as many. Yeah.
She does like a Hallmark movie. Do you ever get sucked into the Hallmark movies?
Awful. A couple years ago.
I can't do Hallmark.
They are good for the unintentional comedy. If you catch yourself watching it, you're like, what are they saying? Like,
those so bad they're good?
Yeah, incredibly bad. She does like the Hallmark movies, but I would say there's not really a lot of rom-coms now anyway, too. There's not a lot of stupid comedies, not a lot of rom-coms.
Owen Wilson, that was their era, right?
The last rom-com that popped was that...
the Bradley Cooper movie.
Well, there's Sydney Sweeney and Glenn Powell movie?
Yes, that was last year.
I don't even know what that is.
I forget what it was.
I don't even know who those people are.
Oh, you know who Sydney Sweeney is.
I do?
Google it.
Okay. Hardest wood I had ever touched.
I got the point.
Elite level.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. All right. 215.
Oh, wow.
Elite. Sorry.
Let's get the break so I can find out.
Yeah. Val hasn't moved down here yet, so I can just keep scooting. Elite level. Don't tell her I said it, but elite. Anyway.
Keep the YouTube camera off, Mike.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Today is, what do we call it? Worry Level Monday? What do we call it?
Worry Meter Monday.
Worry Meter Monday. 215-592-9494. How worried are you about the Phillies? Very worried. Not worried at all. Starting to worry. Ike is in the very worried camp.
I'm closer to very worried than you two, clearly.
Yeah, well, again, I'm not worried. Peacocking because the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Coming up next,
it has nothing to do with anything.
Coming up next, Bryce sounds maybe a little worried. And we'll get a quote from Bryce Harper that we're going to try to decipher next and figure out exactly what he meant. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.